Just Friends for Now. Written by Lucy Keeling, read by Vivian Rochester. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Prologue. Paige looked around her bar. Business was steady, but not busy. The background music a soothing accompaniment to the Mancunian accents around her. The vibe of Barbarella was unique and welcoming. The eclectic mix of light fixtures scattered around the bar bright enough to light up an otherwise rainy afternoon. But her mind was quiet. Too quiet. A nice rush of students or maybe a large group of day-drinking mums would have been ideal. A distraction of any sort would be appreciated. Anything that would take her mind off the fact that today marked 2 weeks since she first noticed her mojo had completely disappeared. 2 long weeks in which each passing day her mood darkened as the fear increased that this may not be a temporary problem. The little insights she had about her friends were what drinks people wanted to order, hints and clues about how her day was going to pan out. Vanished. It was 2 weeks ago when the signage for the new bar down the road had gone up, and that was when she'd known for certain it was missing. She'd given herself some time, a few days at first, then a week, and she'd been jet-lagged from visiting Maya in Vegas, which could have played a role. But now, at 2 weeks, Paige was finally forced to admit that her mojo had gone. She didn't even have her friends to distract her. Maya was still in Vegas with Smithy, apparently looking at casino expansions or something. Polly was doing super-secret songwriting work in L.A., but was due back soon. And Sophie had nipped down to London doing influencer stuff. She could mither Bailey and Marcus, but she knew she wouldn't.
"The new bar down the road looks cute," Belle said, as she wiped down the tables nearest the bar.
Paige appreciated the break from her internal dwelling, but this particular topic wasn't going to help. While she didn't know exactly when she'd lost her mojo, she did suspect it had been around the time the new bar owner had rocked up.
"It's called Lulu, and it's going to be an Instagram-type Prosecco bar. Well, we don't need to worry."
"Oh, I'm not worried. She seems nice, though."
Paige didn't want to ask who, didn't want to give any more time to thinking about Melanie, but she didn't get...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?